Welcome to the Trending Show. Here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Oh, with an intro like that, I feel all pumped up. Makes me want to talk about trending topics on the internet or crush mid-sized sedans underneath my giant tires. The hydropin starts sparking off the manifold drive. Gotta gun that flap coil valve. This mini episode of the Trending Show is to get you all caught up, trendies. We're so behind, so let's put it into overdrive, huh? Last week, Jennifer Lawrence got all jealous of the attention Jennifer Aniston was getting for her short haircut, so she decided to lop off her locks and steal the spotlight. Jennifer Lawrence stars in The Hunger Games and played Mystique in X-Men First Class. E! Online assigned its top reporter to cover this, and allow me to share some of the insight from that article with you now. No one, not even Jennifer Lawrence, can endlessly dry, dye, highlight, straighten, and curl her hair without repercussions. The inevitable damage resulting from overprocessing one's hair is part of why The Hunger Games catching fire star got her hair cut into a short pixie do. Those are real words a person was paid to type. I don't like the supposition that Jennifer Lawrence's hair is somehow superior to the hair of others. Not even Jennifer Lawrence can endlessly dry, dye, highlight, straighten, and curl her hair, it says. What does E! Online know about her hair that the rest of us don't? Furthermore, I am pretty sure that pixie do is actually street slang for angel dust. Justin Bieber was trending, as he is any time he does anything. Last week, he stole a patrol bicycle in Las Vegas while he was heading to watch the Floyd Mayweather fight at the Palms Casino Resort. TMZ was having a slow day, so they made this out to be something sinister when it was actually quite innocuous. Bieber rode the patrol bike around the hallway of the employees' entrance at the Palms until security guards that usually deal with safety threats much more harrowing than 19-year-old Canadians whose hair constitutes about a third of their body weight asked him to return the bike. I thought I'd make an effort to sound like I know something about Justin Bieber, so I YouTubed his name, and the video for Heartbreaker came up, which has been watched just 7.5 million times in the last 4 weeks. It sounded a lot like the Courtney Stodden song I heard the other day, but with her sense of entitlement replaced by his trademark whiny sound. What I really noticed, though, was that before watching Heartbreaker, I had to watch a 30-second commercial for Justin Bieber's fragrance for her, called The Key. There was even a related hashtag on this, in case I wanted to discuss the way the fragrance smells with my friends and colleagues in 140 characters. Because I take my responsibilities to this program very seriously, I did investigate hashtag UnlockTheDream on Twitter to see what I could find. The thread is mostly tweens expressing that they wish to own the key when it comes out on November 23rd. It will be preceded by a YouTube movie about the key. I know that this is the kind of thing I would usually just make up. I want to assure you that I really did see people talking about this on Twitter. They are making a movie about the scent that Justin Bieber wants his groupies to wear. If his marketing team is smart, he will only be seen in public cavorting with young debutantes that smell of the key through this holiday shopping season. That particularly crass element of commercialism aside, what the heck is this movie going to be about? My guess is that there's a teenage girl with magical hair ruined by endless drying and dyeing, and she's forced to compete against girls from 11 other post-apocalyptic districts for a chance to spend a wild night with the Beeb, where they partake in carefree bike rides on purloined patrol bicycles through sterile hallways. Only one girl will be chosen for this dream date, but she has to smell right and understand how to hashtag unlock the dream. Does she hold the key to the teen idol's blue energy matrix that he keeps stored within his chest cavity?
Open! Damn it, open!
In the third act, Justin Bieber turns into a yellow Volkswagen bug, and suddenly the robotic voice I heard in that insufferable Heartbreaker video begins to make sense. Auto-tune? More like Autobot. Since I've made my quota of 80s cartoon references this week, I will not suggest to you that show sponsors Cobra Electronics are really the rivals of G.I. Joe. They aren't. As far as I know, they are really cool people that make remarkable devices that simplify life for people on the go, like commuters, outdoors people, and travel enthusiasts. They've cooked up something cool this week.
I am pleased to announce Cobra's economic recovery plan.
That's right. Cobra is offering $30 off the price of the SPX 6700 radar detector and $5 off the Cobra Joyride smartphone charger. Go over to Cobra.com, won't you? They're stimulating the economy. But I'll tell you who isn't. Walmart. That's right. I've got more I want to tell you about, including a fake death that might involve Celine Dion, but I've got to run right now, so I'll have to make you another trending mini-sode later. I'm out of here, kids. Adios, amigos.